Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with Tea, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health.
Good evening. Wherever you are listening to me from, I hope you're doing well. Whether the sun is up or down for you, I hope you're having a good time. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I'm your host, Sanjita, and in today's episode of Talks with Tea, I'd like to talk about the life of a firstborn. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to discuss just whatever comes to mind. Rather, there is a specific topic that I think I should talk about. Although I said this episode is about the life of a firstborn, I think that at the end of the day, everyone can relate to it. It just feels like an universal struggle, really. So if you're still interested, let's talk. Before I begin, I know you've probably already assumed that I might be a firstborn child. Honestly, you're right. And I think that's one of the reasons why I think I can talk about what I'm about to talk about from a specific angle, from a specific viewpoint. And it's not only my experience that shaped my view or my thoughts, rather it's the people that I've seen around me. And not all of them are actually firstborn, so in that case, maybe what I said earlier was not entirely correct. Maybe it's not just the life of a firstborn. At some point, all of our lives intersect when it comes to this topic. So, kind of reshaping the conversation, remolding the topic. But the true topic should really be when responsibility turns into a burden. This is it. That's our topic. I want to talk about responsibility and the feeling of the responsibility turning into a burden. Funny thing is, I think for many people, we don't even realize when it happens. We don't realize when we start to get sick of this responsibility. Sometimes we wonder if that's really what we want. Many of us don't even realize when we shape our lives around this responsibility that is put on us. But at some point of life, we look back and we think, what happened to me? Where did that life that I imagined go? How did it go so fast? Or even other thoughts that always end up with some sort of regret. For me, I'm very young still. At some point, we all are. Whether it's physically or even mentally. But I'm physically and mentally very young right now. I know that. When I think about this life where responsibility takes over somebody and it turns into a burden, I think the first person that always comes to mind is not me, rather it's my dad. I love him to core, and whatever I am, whatever comfort I'm in right now, it's all because of him. Because of the responsibility that he accepted, and he continues to do so. And he does it really with a smile in front of us. But at some point, I see his tired face. I see in between conversations his regret. I see him thinking, where did my life go? And I see him feeling like he could have done way better. And I hear him say sometimes he probably could have done a lot of things if it wasn't for the extra burden that fell on him. It's never directed towards his family. Just the other things. But deep down, I know the family can also become burdensome sometimes. And I don't blame him. Like me, he's a firstborn as well. And maybe that's why I can relate to his thoughts. I can relate to his pain a lot more than others. Similar to him, I look at my grandfather as well. My mom's dad, actually. Another older sibling. Another older man who lost his youth, who lost his life, who lost his hobbies to responsibilities. And at some point, it all probably was a burden to him as well. At some point, he probably wanted to retire when he still could enjoy life. But he really couldn't. Not until all of his children were grown up and away from the nest. So when he came back, when he returned home, all he saw was an empty house that he built. I look at those two men around me, and I cannot help but think that their responsibility became a burden. And I cannot help but say to myself that that's not what I want. That's not where I want to see myself. Not now, not ever. But I know we share responsibilities, same kind of thoughts and opinions, and maybe a lot of other things. But one thing I know that we don't share is opportunities. I know I have in front of me a lot more opportunities, a lot more gates open than they had. So I want to make use of those. Let me tell you a little about myself, and then a little about the freshly found wisdom that came to me. There are many cultures, many traditions, many families, and many people around the world that makes, that assumes that the firstborn or even the secondborn, middle child, whoever it is, they just assume that a certain person, just because they're born into a certain role or birth order, they should be the breadwinner of that family. And of course, there are many cases where it's not the case. There are many cases where it really doesn't matter. As long as somebody's doing the survival work, it's good. But I come from a family where it's not the case. I come from a culture where your birth order essentially is a determining factor of whether or not you should be the breadwinner, whether or not you should bear the financial responsibility for your family. And I just happen to be the person who is expected to take up that role because I'm the eldest child of the family. Growing up, that's one thing that I've always heard. Growing up, I was always told, after your dad, it's your turn. As a kid, it really felt burdensome, especially around the age of 13, 14, 15. I did not know why I was being told such thing if I can barely manage myself. And it used to anger me. Eventually, it turned into a pressure, really. Oftentimes, I would sit there and think to myself, why me? I did not ask for this. I don't mind taking care of my family, but I don't want to be pressured into it either. And many of us really don't have a choice. Well, many of us do. And many people out there really embrace it with so much grace. And there are many people who just scatter. And I always thought to myself, I cannot do it. I always told myself it's too much. I always felt like it was too much. and deep down it felt like I was scattering. Even though I knew that I could not. But there have been times when I broke down. There have been times when I felt really alone. And there came a point of life where I thought I really had a setback. I had to move country. I had to really start over. And I thought I fell behind. But now that I look back into it, I really think it was probably just a chance for me to start all over. It was probably really not a setback. It was just a different route. I used to think that I have to do certain things. I have to reach certain milestones by certain age. I have to get certain achievements. And then I realized sometimes what we plan is not really what happens. Sometimes what we plan really should not be something that actually happens. We don't really see the wisdom of certain things, certain wishes not coming true until the time passes. That certainly doesn't mean we should give up on hope, that we should give up on dreaming, that we should give up on planning. But as an adult, or even a young adult, there are certain thoughts that comes to me that I wish came to me earlier. There are certain doors of hope that I see. There are certain wisdom that I see in many things that I wish came to me earlier, that I wish I could see earlier, even if it meant 1 year or 2 years earlier. But I'm glad at least I got to experience the experiences that I've had, that I'm thinking these things through now. It's better late than never, really. So if you are someone who can relate to me, you don't have to be an older sibling. You don't have to be the youngest sibling. You don't have to be the middle child. You can be whoever you are. You can be of whatever age. If you can relate to me, this message is for you. Just as much as this message is for me. I realized it's okay to be selfish sometimes, as long as you're not hurting anyone. I think it's okay to chase after your dreams, even if it's a little bit, even if it's a certain portion of your day, of your time, whatever it takes, as long as you're doing something, I think it's okay. It's okay to do what makes you happy, as long as you know that you don't wish harm on anyone. I think it's okay to do small things that make you smile. It could be looking at the stars at night. It could be going for a walk every evening. It could be going for a run in the morning. It could be having a specific day of the week only for yourself. All that matters is that you are doing something solely for you. Not because you were told to. Not because somebody is forcing you to. Not because somebody wants you to. And certainly not because you want to impress somebody. Do it for yourself. Chase the career that you've always wanted. Even if you think it's not possible. Yes, it is. Trust me, it is. And trust me, you can do it. I can do it. You can do it. We all can do it, so we should. Because whether or not we chase our dreams, whether or not we do something for ourselves, the time is gonna pass by. We are gonna get older. So if you are going to spend this time, if you are going to reach a point of your life where you can look back and you can think of all the things you did, why not make it so that when you reach that point, you can look back and you say, hey, at least I tried. It might not have worked out, but I tried. I did my best. Some responsibilities are burdensome, and they will be forever. So why not put a little effort, do something, just try your best to not make those responsibilities a burden. And if you are going to be burdened by whatever it is, why not try our best to push it away? Today, let's make a promise to ourselves. Let's try our best to not let any responsibility take over us so much that it becomes a burden to life. Let's try our best to create some space for ourselves. Let's do something new for ourselves every week, if not every day. It's okay, even if it's once in a month, that you find time to do something for yourself, but still do it. Please still do it. Remember, the biggest responsibility you have is taking care of yourself, always and forever. So let's not turn into our dads, or our grandparents, or anybody around us who were forced to forget themselves because of the burden of responsibility of others. Let's be ourselves. Let's start again. Let's start today. Take care of yourself, and I hope you find peace.